This is Lorraine and Megan with CICK, community radio station, 93.9. And we're very happy to be here. We're having fun, especially since there was a little bit of searching going on because I brought the container, but it didn't have anything in it.
We got an empty CD case over here.
Yeah, and it was like, really? But, well, it's probably mild with from what I have been doing lately without the brain. But anyhow, you're listening to CICK 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio. Well, with Megan and Megan and me, and what the program is called, A Stroke of Luck.
You betcha. Why do we call it A Stroke of Luck?
Well, I had a stroke, and so did Megan, but she's done a lot better than me.
You got it. Yeah, I've got 3 or 4 years healed. 3 years healed behind me now.
Oh, I only have a year.
Yeah, give yourself time. So there you go, a stroke of luck.
Yeah, and it's going to take me a while to think about it as being lucky. but there you go. There it is. And I'm trying to regain. But then, you know, thinking back, I was very, I'm a Gemini. So there's usually two of us. And or it felt that way all the time. And so one is stupider than the other one is what I always thought. And I had to train the second Gemini to behave and so on. And that was really hard. But anyways, that's okay. So anyways, you're listening to us, and we're going to move ahead. We've got some music lined up. We've got some sayings lined up. Hey, we're ready.
Yeah, we got this.
Yeah.
Also, I forgot that you're a Gemini. We're both Gemini, so I love that for us.
Oh, heavens, there's four of us in here then.
This place is crowded.
Yeah. Wow. That's what I used to tell my kids. You know, there's two of us. Mm-hmm. You got to be nice to both moms, okay? And they'd be looking at me like, oh, she's weird.
I love it.
Yeah, my kids were, I don't know, they didn't believe it all told. But I really do think there's two of me somehow or another. But I didn't lose both. I just simply got both of them got confused mm-hmm. with the stroke. But it gives me hope that I will regain some of me, myself anyways. You know, I don't know if I ever mentioned it to you or not, but I was outside. I'm not a good singer, apparently. I was outside on the swing when I was just a young teen, mm-hmm. and I was singing. And this neighbor poked his head out and asked if I could sing Far, Far Away. And I thought, oh, I don't know that song. I went home, I went inside and looked it up, and I thought, no, he didn't mean for me to find a phone or a song like that. He meant he wanted me to go away.
Yeah, shoo, sing far over there.
Yeah, I've never forgotten that. That's one thing I haven't forgotten. That was a long time ago. I don't even know if I was a teenager yet.
It's probably not. It's those young, moldable minds.
Yeah, it was quite a long time ago. Mm-hmm. I wasn't much for groups and you know, going places with a bunch of friends and stuff. Nah, I just as soon stayed home.
All right.
Yeah, and I'm still like that.
A homebody here.
Yeah, I don't really have a big, want to go into a group of things. Especially now, because now I haven't got an idea what they're doing.
Yeah, it's a bit overwhelming. There's like that, crosstalk crowd. It's hard. Yeah,
it's hard to maintain myself. But anyways, okay, so we introduced ourselves,
mm-hmm.
and I did bring a little, this one I liked, and I thought I'd just say it before we move on into music, but it says here, if someone throws a stone at you, throw a flower at them, but remember to throw the flower pot with it. I thought, yeah! That's a good thing. Yeah, because but I'm not good at throwing anyways. I don't throw very far. Yeah, the cat even looks at me like, honestly, you expect me to go get that? It's usually up on the couch or some darn thing, and she's not entirely athletic enough.
I can only get my cat really to play if I throw things just over her. So I'll kind of do a nice lob. And if it's just out of her reach, she'll do a reach. Yeah, and then she might kind of scamper after it.
But. Oh, no, I just keep getting dirty looks. She just looks at me like, aw. But she's young yet. Maybe she figures she'll be able to train me properly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, she's. I never liked cats. I didn't care.
Oh, no.
I had dogs, and I loved my dogs, my pugs. Oy vey, I loved my pugs. But in this apartment, I'm not allowed dogs. So I got a cat. I thought, I need something. And I went to the doctor because I had to have a note. And he said she was my emotional support cat. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, she doesn't exactly support my emotions. She actually aggravates me.
Yeah.
But, but no, she's a sweetheart. She really is. She's quite loving.
Nice.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart.
I like it.
Yep. And she's a black cat with a little tiny bit of white.
I never asked you what she looked like. Cute. Where's the white? Like tuxedo on her?
Yeah, just underneath her chin. Just a little spot of it. And that's it. The rest of it is black. She's totally... Yeah, and she's tough looking, you know. When she walks, it's like dum dum dum, and I'm thinking, no. Well, it sort of makes me, you know, not want to behave, but think, well, maybe I should.
Yeah, stay straight and narrow. My family had a black and white cat. His name was Percy. He was named after our grandpa.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Percy.
Oh, well, apparently when I got her from the, what is that called, where they have animal shelter or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
They said her name was Fiona. And I got her home and I thought, no, she's no longer a Fiona than I am. You know, Fiona, you think of somebody really, you know, swishy and stuff. Not her. She's just one tough little dude. So I thought, well, I'll do Fifi. And then I thought, nah. It's because I had to stop her a few times. So it's strictly Fi. And she turns and looks at me like, what? She I'm sure she's actually come into my bedroom a couple times, but otherwise she won't come in my bedroom, which is kind of a, I don't know why.
Yeah.
She came, I think she got scared because we're on the ground floor and we do get visits from deer.
Mm-hmm.
And I touch wood somewhere that there are, I understand that we've had bears.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Touch wood, we haven't so far.
Good.
Well, I'd be so scared anyways.
Yeah, it's good to be aware.
Yeah, but the deer, okay, they don't try to, you know, jump in or anything. The little baby deer, just a very young one anyways, big ears and so sweet, I wanted to reach out and pet him, but he was on the other side of the sliding glass door, but he was crying. And I thought, oh, you're breaking my heart, little guy. Yeah, but they'd already eaten all the anything that's out there. But anyways, I'm soft on stuff like that.
Yeah.
I really wanted to give him a hug and say it's okay.
Yeah, exactly. Take care of him. We saw a black bear rummaging out in my family's backyard.
Oh.
Like the family lives out in the Kispiox Valley, so in the woods.
So that's
big backyard with a pond, and so you can see fairways. But
it
would
attract a lot of stuff.
Exactly. It was out there rummaging in dirt and eating grass, and I don't even know what it was looking for, pulling bark off grubs. Who knows?
It was hungry.
Yep. It was feeding itself, so... It looked very healthy.
Oh, because my first thought would be, oh, he's hungry. I put food out, you know, and that's really stupid. You'd get the whole, do they call a group of deer, bear?
Oh.
Because there's different
honestly, I don't
terms.
Know. I know it's not like it wouldn't be like a herd. I know there's a murder of crows.
Yeah.
I don't know about bears. We're going to have to look it up.
I don't know if there is ever a group of them. I think they're kind of single.
Well, I was going to say, we had, there was two that were like hanging out playing, it seemed, last year. And and then there was one that had babies.
Oh,
so then it was like,
mom.
There's four of them. But yeah, the two that were playing were not related, I don't think. Anyway, we'll have to look that up when we play a song.
Yeah, just to see if there's... Yeah, because there are different words that you use.
Yeah.
Cows, herd of cows.
Herd, you got it.
A herd of horses?
Yep.
Okay. You can tell I haven't been on a farm very much. Not me, anyways.
We'll look up the name of the Bears one when yeah. we play our first song.
Yeah. So, anyways, that it's been really not bad weather. I'm a bit worried about the snow.
Okay.
Because of driving, you know. But I know there's a a bus that you can call here.
Oh, okay, like a little shuttle or something?
No,
a
regular bus. Oh. But a senior's bus or something. I see it stop and pick up people from the apartment where I'm at.
Yeah, yeah.
So I thought, I'll have to find out.
Yeah, ask around.
Yeah, that I could get a ride with that. Yeah. With that bus, you know.
Yeah.
If I have to go anywhere.
If you got to go places. And I know, too, I was saying get those, like, cleats that kind of strap onto your shoe. I wear those.
Oh, is that right?
I wear them throughout. Like, I've always had bad knees, so like I'm slipping and sliding all over the place. So definitely a good idea to get some grippy. I mean, they'll destroy anybody's floor, so you got to remember to take them off.
Well, for me, it's like I'm just really scared of falling.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, because things break.
Oh yeah.
I don't really
break.
Want
you
that.
Don't heal as quickly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got it.
So I'm scared of falling. I hang on to things really hard. I go to physio.
Good.
He changes it every now and then. It's next week now. Mm-hmm. But he wants me to, I have a walker.
Right.
He wants me to use my walker, and I'm thinking, no.
Well, shoot, with the winter coming, you might need to get some, different tires on them, like studded snow tires on your walker?
I don't know.
Probably not.
I never thought. But I'm guessing that I would probably use it then. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not very, very good at using things like that.
Mm-hmm. Mobility aid.
Yeah. And it's something that was interesting that I don't know if I mentioned to you is that I have canes, you know. Mm-hmm. I've picked up one or two here or there. And I don't like them.
Mm.
I feel even clumsier with them.
Right.
So, of all things, I was talking with my long ago ex mm-hmm. about our... how would you say our combined grandchild?
Okay, yeah, sure.
Because it's his grandchild too.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's mine.
Your mutual grandchild.
Oh, there, that's
sure.
a good word.
Or just your grandchild.
Yeah, and of course, my mind went someplace else now. But anyways, I was telling him how I hated the canes. Mm-hmm. They were clumsy, and I don't like them, and I won't take them. So I received as a gift a walker
mm-hmm.
and that you can sit on nice. As well. Let's
That's good.
Use it for walking.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Still don't like it.
No, I'm not that fussy about it. But the physio guy, such a nice man, said, you bring it in.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't take... no for an answer.
That's yeah, it's good. You got to have someone that's going to hold you accountable. Give it a try.
Well, I brought it in.
Okay.
And I said, it's just too big. And so he lowered it for me. And I thought, then I had to push it out to the car. And I thought, oh, well, that's better.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. All right. So just some adjustments needed.
Yeah. So I now have it inside. But the other thing is, I was complaining to my ex because we were talking about our mutual grandson mm-hmm. and canes. Oh, gosh, I'm not good with them. So he said, well, don't you have a walking stick?
Oh, right.
Walking stick? I had no idea what that was.
Yeah.
A cane? No, no, no. He said, it's a walking stick for climbing mountains and
mm-hmm,
stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have a look. So I bought one from Canadian Tire. That's a neat thing.
Yeah. Is it one of those like telescoping?
It's solid.
Yeah. Okay, good.
And it's light.
Good.
And when you put it down, it's there.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. And it's light. Mm-hmm. And if somebody asks me, what are you doing with that? I can just say, well, I'm climbing mountains. What the heck, you
I'm
know?
I'm an athlete. What's it to you? That's great. My friend let me use hers when we just went, a few months ago, we went up to the lava beds and stuff.
Oy vey.
And so she just knows that I'm not as stable on my feet. And so she brought me both of them, and I got to use both, like two together. And it was pretty good. Like I, again, if you're not familiar, it maybe takes a bit of practice to just start using them. But when I was using it, I'm like, oh, okay, this feels good. You know, I'm not steadying myself on a tree or somebody's arm or nothing. I've got my own.
Well, yeah, when you're out there, there's nothing to hang on to.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you've tried one. And
I like it. Good. You know, it is something I'm going to be using a lot of, but it's okay. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
For me anyways, it's better than a cane.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
That's great. I like that. After I had my stroke, one of the things that I was suggested to do is like to go on walks, but I was like so unsteady.
Oh, yeah.
That I started out just doing walks in the backyard, like literally a small backyard, just like walked the perimeter.
Yeah.
And I used a walking stick, like a wooden diamond willow walking stick, to just place myself in the area. Because like my body, my brain, it's trying to kind of compute distance to the ground and, oh, is it uneven? But having that walking stick to kind of place myself was it was really great for me. So that's, and I also felt very like magical because it was this huge wooden staff.
It is. It's probably twice the size, the height than me.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it, I don't mind it, but I still have a hard time using it in public and stuff.
Well, and that probably is, there's a little bit of shame maybe, or a little bit of like, what is that? What's that?
That's, well, people look at you.
Sure. Like, oh, she's unstable.
She's couple, or something like that. Yeah. It's silly. I know, but I've always been my own person and doing my own thing. Mm-hmm. And now here I am struggling with walking even and so on, you know. And yeah, it's a different thing. And it's brought me, how would you say, a learning experience. Good. Before I was independent.
Right.
I'll do this. Never mind. Go away.
Kind of
a thing. And now it's like, oh, thank you. Because so many people step... Smithereens are so awesome. I don't, well, unless I look really horrible, I don't know. But anyways, I was trying to get the walker folded and into the car.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, a fella just stepped right up and said, here, hang on, I'll do that. And then there was something else. And the lady said, let me put that in there for you.
Oh, nice.
And it's like, the Smithereens, people in Smithers.
Yay.
They're just super, super.
That's great.
You know, you guys all deserve a medal of some kind.
Yeah.
You know?
Good job, Smithers. Way to go. Way to look out for each other.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm just grateful. I'm just grateful. When I was in Prince George for the 2.5 years. Mm-hmm.
Very isolating.
Yeah. It was not... I guess it's a big city. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I didn't go.
I mean, it's considered the big city for us, for sure.
Yeah. But I don't know. People were just kind of rough or something.
Well, yeah. And it's different, too. I mean, in such a small town, you're going to see the same people around. And
oh, maybe.
I don't know. That's definitely something that I like here. And that's something that my sibling has said. You know, they're like, no matter people's differences, they're going to help you if you got a flat tire on the side of the road.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah, so that's one of those small town things that we're lucky to have here.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is, you know, that we just happen to attract a good people or something, or people that are willing to help.
Yeah, people that
it's
are willing
just,
to help.
It almost had me in tears a lot of times because it was so touching to think, They care, you know, and they don't even know who I am.
Right. Yeah.
So sweet. I appreciate all that for sure.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
Should we play a song?
Yeah, let's do something. I brought...
Yeah, tell us about what you brought here.
What you
wanted to bring.
Well, yeah.
We're going to play it.
Dumbest thing in the world is I brought an empty CD case.
Oh, so if any ads pop up, I'll be quick to stop those. But
this is Guy Lombardo. And it says here, Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians. And of course, right away I had to have it because it's Canadian. And that's I was born in Canada and I am Canadian and I'm never going to let it go. Mm. I lived in the States for a few years.
Oh, wow.
And I constantly had people coming up to me. So where are you from? Mm-hmm. Oh, Vancouver, Canada. Canada.
Yeah.
When are you going to become an American? Never.
No.
They'd walk away.
Be proud.
They'd walk away. But anyways, this is Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians, Auld Lang Syne, it says, including the music. Oh, all kinds of neat stuff. I mean, I played all this at home in my apartment. And then left the disc there. But Megan is a genius for finding
gosh,
all this stuff.
Oh, gosh, the pressure's on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We'll see.
Okay, so which one is going to go first?
So we're going to do the first one here is Shine On Harvest Moon.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Enjoy.
They called her Frivolous Sam, a peculiar sort of a gal, with a heart that was mellow, an all-round good fellow, was my gal, Sam. Your troubles, your sorrows and cares, she was always willing to share. A wild sort of devil, but dead on the level, was my gal, Sam.
That was super. That was totally super. Totally super. So what are we doing now? I think you pointed. Okay,
yeah,
here.
Let's do this and these.
Okay. We're going to do this top right here? Okay. So just in case you didn't realize it, boy, you're listening to CRCK 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio. And it's Megan and Lorraine, and this program, this hour is called A Stroke of Luck. And we have sponsor to thank. Beefy Farmers Market is a sponsor, and so we thank them greatly, bigly. And Ranch House Tattoo. Wow, that's something I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Do
tattoo,
they
yeah. There's a tattoo parlor on Main Street.
Oh.
And they actually, this year, they're new sponsors, and they put on a fundraiser for us as well.
Oh.
Yeah, so I got myself a tattoo.
Oh, well, you showed me.
Yeah, and other people got tattoos, and then all that money came back into the station as part of our membership drive. So that was a great thing from those guys.
Yeah. Well, that's super. I don't know if I could do a tattoo. I'm so terrified of different things.
Sure, that's okay. It's not for everybody.
Yeah, it's. I'm just not a tough. I don't know. I avoid any of that stuff. The doctors look at me sideways. Oh, here she is again. You know, but I just, no, I'm not very good at stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, I used to be really, really scared of getting my blood taken. I mean, my mom was a lab tech my whole life. I grew up in the lab.
Yeah.
Felt comfortable in the space. But as soon as somebody would get the needle out and have to take my blood, I would freak out. Like, I swear people would have to be sitting on me, holding me still. Maybe I'd have to lay down in the back room. Not that I would ever faint, but the panic was so big. And then after my stroke, I was in there so much, getting poked and prodded so much. That it's no, like, honestly, it's, I didn't have, I kind of, you could have gone the opposite way where it was like traumatic.
Yeah.
But it just sort of took the fear rate out of it. And so now I just sit there and no big deal.
Have at it.
Yeah, take her and go.
I don't know. Diabetes really runs in my family on my father's side. And so I've always been under that caution of check your blood sugar, check your blood sugar. So I was actually doing it from home myself with Idola machine and stuff like that. I haven't been doing that. I don't even know where it is, to tell you the truth, since I moved back home. So, I go in. The doctor has sent me in. Every 3 months for an A1C, it's called, to check your blood sugar levels and stuff. And I'm actually a bit, oh dear, confession time. I'm actually a bit concerned about going in. It's next month because I have been eating some candy. I don't know if it'll have a real terrible effect on me or not.
Yeah, I mean, do you notice anything in your life that, you go. Well, here's hoping and good to get it checked out. And
Oh, yeah.
If you noticed things going on, I'd be like, okay, maybe we push that appointment up a little. But if you're not noticing anything, then I would say get yourself checked out. And
I'm trying to quit, but it's almost like a drug.
It is literally a drug.
Yeah.
Candy, sugar, yep, it is.
Yeah, and it's like one more. And the cat looks at me like,
she's probably saying, where's hers?
Yeah, she doesn't, I don't give her candy.
No.
So, now what?
Yeah, now, if you want, is there another thing to read there?
Or okay.
If you brought another thing, otherwise we can tell people what's coming up in the community.
Well, this thing, I don't know if I've already done this one. It says, if you don't like something, change it. If you can't change it, change the way you think about it. I don't know. That's kind of hard to do.
I think it's about changing your perspective.
I guess.
Right. If there's things you can't change, change your perspective on it. Yeah, it's pretty good. It's probably harder for some, but
yeah, that's because
if you can.
Yeah. Ha. And then I just opened this little book here. It says, patience is the key that opens the treasury of wished-for things and unlocks each closed-up way. And unlocks each closed-up way. Patience. No, I don't have patience. I really don't. I'm one of those, do it now or never. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, why don't you tell us something that's coming up at the end of the month here?
Oh, is this here?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Halloween's coming.
You got it.
I'm on the ground floor. Oh, dear. In the apartment building. I don't know if I'll see anybody in costume. But anyways, it's a Halloween dance. Halloween party with Los Gringos
Salvajes.
Oh, at the Legion. Oh, Saturday, October 26th at 8 p.m. They're going to have some bands. Is this three different bands?
It is, yeah. So Los Gringos is one of them, and then the other two listed.
Oh, the other two. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's 1,000 Cuts. And the other one is Deathanol?
You got it.
Boy, I don't know about that name. I don't think I'd want that as a name.
Think Halloween. Think. You know, it's on theme. And our very own David McTavish is in both of those.
Oh,
bands.
Is that right?
You got it.
And it says here, and special entertainment guests.
I'm curious.
Yeah. Oh, and they're going to be spooky dance music. Scary stories. Oh, you're encouraged by the sound of it here. It says you and your friends in fabulous costumes.
Oh, yeah.
So you would be encouraged to wear a costume.
Yes.
Hmm. Huh.
Are you a costume guy?
Not really. Not really. I mean, there were times when my husband would look at me and say, "You're not going to wear that out, are you?"
Womp, womp.
Yeah. But it was used in my nightdress, you know? I said, "No, I just haven't had time to get dressed." Okay. And it says, "Wicked Fun." And it's $25 tickets at Mountain Eagle Books.
Wonderful. That's great.
See, that sounds like, and that's when again? October 26th.
On the 26th, yeah.
At so 8 o'clock.
Before Halloween, the weekend right before Halloween.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just curious now to know if I'm going to have...
trick-or-treaters.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like people do go to apartment buildings. I mean, especially if the weather's miserable.
Yeah.
But I feel like I've heard people do that. I don't know if there's certain ones they go to. Ask your neighbors.
Yeah, I don't have any neighbors really close. I'm on the ground floor, so mm-hmm. I think I have a neighbor on my left, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a corner that, and there's people on the other side, kind of like,
right.
You know? So, I don't know, but I'll think about it. I mean, I still got some time.
Oh, yeah, you got time for sure. Weeks ahead of us. But I will do one other announcement, because this weekend there's something happening on October 5th in Smithers at the Old Church is the Nosferatu Tour. So it's a series of intimate live scored screenings of 1922's Nosferatu. And so in the Old Church, they're going to be playing the silent film Nosferatu.
Yeah.
With a performer who's living in Hazleton now. He's going to be doing like live playing music. So like, you know how you picture people would play violin and piano in the corner. Yeah. This is though, it's going to be like electronic kind of interesting stuff. So yeah, more information. You can get that at www.syrupmooserecords.ca.
So where is the Old Church?
The Old Church is, oh goodness, it's right across from the, I'll think of it, like the elementary school, basically, just down over here. What is that?
Oh, yeah.
Fourth, maybe it's
off
on
the highway?
Third Ave, or, oh gosh, look it up, the Old Church. I have no idea.
Yeah, look it up on your
look
computer.
Look it up on your own, everybody.
And the thing is, I used to know where everything was here.
Yeah.
But... one way to get your memory wiped out, have a stroke.
Have a stroke.
Everything is gone. Everything is gone. People come in and go, Lorraine, and I'm thinking, uh-huh. I don't know who they are. Or they're kind of familiar. You know what's funny? Or I don't know what if you felt that or not, but I kind of recognize the voice.
Mm-hmm.
I can't put an actual name to it, but I recognize the voice as somebody that I know I've talked to before or listened to before.
Yeah, that makes sense. I feel like that's that part of the brain, right? Like trying to recall words is difficult. And so that's just using a different part of the brain. And yet that familiar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. I'll see somebody at Safeway or that and they go, Lorraine, how are you doing? And I'm thinking, I'm fine. But I think, the voice is familiar, and I always feel like I can't say, and you are?
I think, you know what, and hey, if being unapologetic is something that we encourage, be unapologetic in that, because like, yeah, you had a stroke.
Yeah.
I mean, for a while I had to tell people, like, I'm going to use the wrong words, and I'm going to, you know, just like, don't think twice.
Okay, because I really do have a hard time. I just keep going, or... you know, I'm doing fine, thank you, and keep walking kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because it is kind of hard when you don't remember things.
Yeah, when you have to admit to something. Because, I mean, on your own, you're already going through your own process. But to be able to say, like, I'm sorry, you know, I've had a stroke and I actually don't remember. Like, that's not that you want pity or anything, but it's that it's just that it gives people context. You know, it's not that they didn't make an impression on you. It's that your brain wiring went a little haywire.
Yeah, it kind of shriveled up and blew away or something.
Yeah.
I keep hoping it's going to come back, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know.
I guess I'm not one to wait around. I've always been a hurry up and do
things.
Yeah,
you just keep pushing through, sure.
Yeah. And sure. I never worried about, oh, I don't know how to do that, or I don't know how to do that. I didn't care. I just went ahead anyways.
Good.
Did it my way.
Yeah, good. By the way, totally backtracking.
Okay.
I found out what a group of bears are called. Oh. Maybe. Wait, it says, what group is a bear? No, I lied.
Oh.
I don't.
I don't know. What's a group of horses?
That one's a herd.
A herd. Yeah. What about a bunch of dogs?
What is?
Would they be a herd?
A pack.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Huh. Now that's interesting that there are names for all of these things, but... Huh.
I'm going to look right here, live on air. I'm going to find it out. So I thought I had, but it turns out I didn't. A group of bears is called... Oh, wow. This is, you know, if we had cliffhangers, I'm doing it. Oh. A sloth?
S-L-O-T-H?
Yeah. A group of bears can be called... Oh, okay. A sloth or a pack.
Oh, okay.
So pack of dogs, pack of bears.
Yeah.
Sure. And then they also have a maul, M-A-U-L. A maul of... That sounds scary.
Yeah, because...
You'll be mauled.
Yeah, you don't want to meet up with that.
Or a sleuth. A sleuth.
But isn't that something that they use in a not a horror movie, but a you know, detective.
Ooh, like a spy.
Thing.
Yeah, if you're a sleuth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, there you go. Interesting facts from me.
Yeah, so there you go. If you see a couple of... But, you know, they don't ever travel together.
It's not as common, unless, as you were saying, it's like Mama Bear and her grown-up
her
cubs
little
that,
one,
have,
yeah.
Yeah, that are big.
And I don't even think that she has her grown-up cubs with her. She has her babies, and that's about it.
Yeah, there's a certain time that she goes, get out, get away.
No more nursing.
Yeah. Well, should we play another song?
Sure. What do we got?
Let's do, I think the next one on your list, is that the Bill Bailey?
Oh.
Bill Bailey, won't you please come?
Home.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
All right, let's give that guy a try here. I'll make sure it's all going to work. All right.
And is that same Guy Lombardo?
It is, yeah. Guy Lombardo off the Auld Lang Syne album.
Ah, yeah. Which is now at home.
Yeah.
Darn.
All righty. Well, here we go.
Summer's day, sun was shining fine. Lady love of old Bill Bailey was hanging clothes on the line in her backyard and weeping hard. She married a B&O brakeman that took and throwed her down. Bellerin like a prune-fed calf with a big gang hanging round. She saw the crowd and yelled out loud. Come home, Bill Bailey, won't you come home? She moans the whole day long. I'll do the cooking, baby, I'll pay the rent. I know I've done you wrong. Remember that rainy evening I drove you out with nothing but a fine tooth comb.
I wonder if he comes home. Sounds like she was kind of mean to him. I can remember dancing to that for sure. Yeah, did a lot of dancing in my younger years.
Are we talking sock hops in school or after as an adult?
Well, in school, I was in a Catholic school with nuns.
Right.
There wasn't any real hipping and hopping around.
No hipping and hopping.
No, you had to behave. But that was later after I got married and stuff like that. But yeah, my husband didn't mind too much, but he was only good for a short period of time because we were married, which made us feel like adults. Mm. We weren't very mm-hmm. young mm-hmm. still, but I guess he thought it was okay to get drunk.
Yeah.
And so I would just let him do that while I found somebody that could dance. I was fine with dancing with anybody. I just danced with anybody or by myself.
Sure, that's great.
Yeah. So, yeah, he wasn't much of a dancer, my ex. We still communicate every now and then because mm-hmm. we share a grandson.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's very protective of the grandson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How old's your grandson?
Oh, goodness sakes.
Oh, well, I mean, you know, ballpark.
Ballpark.
A grown-up or young?
Oh, no. He's probably in his late 20s, early
sure.
30s
we'll
already.
Go with that.
You
no,
know,
cause, no pressure.
Yeah, he's been around for quite a while, and he phones me really often. My son was my firstborn, and I don't want to depress anybody, but he was killed.
Mm-hmm.
And so the grandson is very precious.
Right, because that's his son?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So
yeah, that is really special.
Both me and my ex mm-hmm. often speak to the young man as a using caution with him. Mm-hmm. Careful, careful. Don't do this. Don't do that. Don't
right,
go there. Don't do that. You're not taking drugs,
be
are
safe.
You? And so on, you know, because we'd like to keep him alive,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Sure.
Yeah, his father was killed.
Yeah.
So it was a very difficult time. It was very hard.
I can't imagine, yeah.
Yeah, it was very hard. It just ripped the heart right out of you.
Sure would.
But but I can't remember how old he is. I'm sure he's well into his 20s.
Mm-hmm.
I should write these things down. If I write it down, I'm better.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's fine. And you're like what helps kind of lock it in.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
I know people do take like notes in school, and if they write it out, they'll learn it better than if they just read it or if they, whatever.
Or
right?
just listen to it.
Or
yeah.
just listen, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was never very good for listening to things. I'm afraid. I had to really, you know, absorb it by writing it and so on. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just the way I am.
Sure. Yeah. I was saying the other day that when I was a kid in school, reading out loud was really hard for me. And I would finish reading the paragraph or whatever and sit down and lean over to my friend and be like, what did I just say?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I wasn't in my body.
Well, yeah. You know, sometimes. But the school that I went to, it was all English.
Mm-hmm.
The grade one was French.
Oh, yeah.
And then we moved into an English-speaking town, and I had to learn English.
Yeah.
That was hard.
Yeah.
Now I'm trying to relearn my French.
The French. Yeah. I know, you were saying. I love that.
Yeah, I'd like to be able to, well, I mean, it's just the cat, so I could talk to
you
her.
You can talk to her all you want in French.
Yeah, she wouldn't mind at all. But I'd like to try to bring it back.
Yeah.
You know, because all on my mom's side, anyways, my dad, he wasn't so interested in it at all. But my mom, oh, man, she'd be talking on the phone all the time, and it was all French and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And my aunt, her sister, and cousins and stuff, all French.
Yeah.
But I had to learn English because we'd moved into town.
Sure.
And then if you don't say it enough or use it,
yeah,
it's gone.
It does. It goes. I know. I've even as you were sitting here, I was like, oh, I could say. And then I started thinking about sentences, and then I got nervous. I was like, I don't know. Like, what if I don't know the right word? And I was going to say, like, hier soir, last night. And then I don't know what else I was going to. But I was just like, oh, that came to my mind. Oh, yeah, I know how to say hier. Yeah.
Well, it's matins. Yeah, that's my mom's sister.
Grand-mère.
Yeah. I don't know. Never had I've gone up here.
Okay.
I guess he passed away by the time I was old enough to start remembering.
Yeah.
But, I went to a French school in grade one. But then when we moved into town, it was all English. And I thought, I'm lost.
Yeah,
I didn't know what people were saying or doing or anything. Yeah. But the teacher would take me to the back room and explain a little bit more.
Oh,
so that was
nice. Yeah, to have some kind of one-on-one time.
She was kind. And, you know, I'm trying to remember because it was a Catholic school and it was all nuns. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if grade one and two or grade two, I don't think it was nuns. I think it was regular people.
Okay.
Or, I mean, I guess nuns are regular too.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't want to bring them down. But, I mean, this was an un-nun.
Yeah, not a nun
is what I'm thinking. But I could be wrong with that as well. It's been such a long time since I was in school. I'm trying to relearn my French now.
That's great.
So I do have some CDs.
Yep.
And I practice. I talk to the cat.
Nice. That's good.
I'll call her. Comment ça va? Bien ici. Vite, 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 vite. But otherwise, there's limited to remember it.
Sure.
But it's a good language. I am, the gentleman that is with Better at Home, I think it's called.
Mm-hmm.
I believe he's French. And so I will, merci.
Yeah.
And he looks down and he kind of has a little smile on his face, but he doesn't respond in French.
Okay.
So I don't know if maybe.
Who knows?
Yeah. Maybe he's
nervous too. Who knows?
Yeah. But I think it's our language here in Canada.
Yeah.
We have both.
Yeah.
And we're fortunate.
Bilingue.
Yeah. And it should be something that's common.
Yeah, well, I was telling you too, there is a pretty big Francophone community here in Smithers, and they're just building up a new school at Chandler Park.
Oh.
It's going to be the Francophone, I think, Francophone school.
Huh.
Yeah, so not even, not quote-unquote French immersion, but so that's pretty cool.
Do they take adults? I was going to say humans. Sorry.
I guess kids are humans too.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Little humans.
Little humans.
Yeah. But I was just, I was hoping that there would be a French-speaking, college, not college, but a course that you could take here where you could relearn or learn.
Yeah. Well, French. Hey, any listeners out there, if you know of anything like that, call us.
Yeah.
250-847-8769 and let us know where an adult can learn some French or get some practice in.
Yeah, yeah. Because I don't think I'd feel comfortable going to a classroom where it's all little kids.
Right. That would be a very different energy for sure. But,
yeah.
But maybe there's somebody out there that would like to do that. Well, I mean, we're always looking for volunteers at CICK, so hit us up if you're a French speaker.
Well, sure. Yeah, and you could have a little mini program, maybe.
Exactly. You betcha. We did have some of those little kids from the school. They came and
do
a program.
Right?
Yeah. What did they call it? Oh, no, I don't remember. Anyway, it was pretty cool to have the young folks in here speaking French, playing French music and stuff.
Oh, that's super. Yeah. Okay. I mean, okay, that sounds like... Yeah, that would be awesome. Just get a hold of us.
Yeah.
I'll see what we can do. See what we can fit in.
You got it.
Because there's...
Well, you can even have a guest in here. So if you wanted to have somebody in, they could come.
We could
have a little... We could struggle through some conversation together.
Whoa.
Maybe too awesome. Much on air, but we maybe before or after.
The thing is, I don't know anybody here that speaks French exactly.
Right.
I mean, it's been a while for me to be away, and I'm trying to remember my French back. So I have some, how do you call that, CDs maybe?
Yeah. The little lesson on
a
CD. That's good.
To repeat after me, la la la. And so I'm going to practice. I'll practice with the cat.
That's good.
She looks at me sometimes like, what?
What are you talking about?
Yeah. Or are you talking to me? Wasn't there a movie where that fellow...
Ooh, spoke French to his dog or
something?
No,
where he said, you talking to me?
Oh, yeah. Are you looking at me?
Yeah.
Talking to me? Yeah. That's, that's old school. What is that? Taxi Driver? Something like that?
Oh, I don't remember.
I don't know.
But it stuck with me, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But anyways, That's life.
So there you go.
Where are we now?
So we are down to the last 9 minutes or so.
Oh, my.
So we could play a couple of songs. We could play one song.
Sure. What do we got left? Whatever.
We've got, I think I have When You're Smiling.
Oh, that's a nice one.
Ready to go here. So.
Yeah. And listen, I want you guys to know is that part of this reason for coming back, for me anyways, is that I feel as a senior, we need a program that's kind of on our side, mm-hmm. or on our, in our, for, you know, like us.
Yeah.
Because I have memories of songs from way back. And I'm sure a lot of people here who are over 50 mm-hmm. would have danced to them or sung them or had them at their wedding or birthdays. And so... let's bring it back. Mm-hmm. That was good stuff.
Yeah.
That was really good music. I'm not to say that the music nowadays isn't good.
To each your own.
Yeah. So when I'm on, y'all just got to settle down and think to yourself, oh, here she is. She's going to be doing old stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's you can sing to it and you can dance to it.
Yeah, you sure can.
Yeah. So anyways, let's go ahead with the last one.
Let's give this a go. So this is off that same album, Auld Lang Syne, Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians, When You're Smiling.
Mm-hmm.
When you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. When you're laughing, the sun comes shining through. But when you're crying, you bring on the rain, so stop your sighing. Happy again, keep on smiling, 'cause when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you.
Yeah, the question was, what was the music, what would you call it?
The instrument.
The instrument.
That jingly ding ding.
Yeah.
Like, was that maybe ukulele? I don't know.
Yeah. It, yeah, but anyways, it's, I don't know, the old time stuff is just really gets you inside. Mm-hmm. And, I'm not saying that the new kind of music is yucky. There's some of it is fine. Some of it.
Yeah, some of it is. I mean, I've said it too, that this is definitely the stuff that I tune in. I tend to, in my car, play stuff from the 50s or the 40s. Mm-hmm. Those are like my favorites.
Yeah.
The 40s are more like you'll have more kind of backgroundy music for me. The 50s are all very like lyrical, the ones that I tend to listen to.
So yeah.
You can follow that story. We could play one last song.
Okay.
And then we'll come back and just say goodbye. Does that?
Sure, sure.
All righty. Well, let's give this one go. So this one's going to be Happy Days Are Here Again.
Ah, there you go. Nice. And I hope y'all are enjoying these older tunes, because I got a bunch of them.
Yeah.
So that's what you're going to be hearing from now on.
Yeah, enjoy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
there. You know, it's so hard not to get up and dance around. But, okay, so it's time for us to go. You've been listening to CICK 93.9 FM. We're so fortunate. Smithers Community Radio Station. Wow. With Megan and me, Lorraine. And this program is an hour, and it's called A Stroke of Luck. Huh, yeah.
Have a great day, everybody.
Yeah, do.
Thank you, Lorraine.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Megan. That was good. That was a good day.
That was a good day. Yeah. Take care, everyone.